I declare a jealous provocation. I'm going to read Amos 2. I will start at 6. Amos 2, 6, which is this, the judgment on Israel. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Israel and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. They pant after the dust of the earth, which is on the head of the poor, and pervert the way of the humble. A man and his father give in to the same girl to defile my holy name. They lie down by every altar, on clothes taken in pledge, and drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was as strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit above and his root beneath. Also it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. I raised up some of your sons as prophets and some of your young men as Nazarites. Is it not so, you children of Israel, says the Lord? But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink and condemned the prophets, saying, do not prophesy. Behold, I am weighed down by you, as a cart full of sheaves is weighed down. Therefore flight shall perish from the swift. The strong shall not strengthen his power, nor shall the mighty deliver himself. He shall not stand who handles the bow. The swift of foot shall not escape, nor shall he who rides a horse deliver himself. The most courageous men of might shall flee naked in that day, says the Lord. All right, these are the indictments that God has against the nation of Israel. He reminds them of who he has been, and this, that he is their God who has wrought these great wonders, and that they have broken his laws and transgressed. And not only that, those that he has sent to them as prophets and Nazarites, they have refused. They have refused. And God says, I'm weighed down by you, and you're not going to deliver yourself. In other words, impending judgment looms. Amos 3, and we'll go through Amos 3 to verse 8. Hear the word of the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth, therefore I'll punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has caught nothing? Will a bird fall into a snare on the earth where there is no trap for it? Will a snare spring up from the earth if it has caught nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim at the palaces of Ashdod and in the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble on the mountains of Samaria. See a great tumult in her midst, and the oppressed within her. For they do not know to do right, says the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palace. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, an adversary shall be all around the land. He shall sap your strength from you, and your palaces shall be plundered. At this point, let me emphasize this scripture. If there is calamity or evil comes in a city, will not the Lord have done it? Okay, the Lord permits these things for his purposes, because it is a judgment, because they have broken the covenant and the laws of God, the covenant of God. All right, I want to read this scripture from Romans 10. 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. They have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Oh, look at this. Isaiah preached the gospel. It's just right here in Romans. Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation. I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not, and I was made manifest to them that asked not after me. But to Israel, this is about Israel, he says, all day long I stretch forth my hand to a disobedient and gainsaying people. This is going to be the jealous provocation. We're speaking of Israel. This is the focus of the declaration. Let's go to Romans, the next chapter. 11:11. I say to them, then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Who's he talking about? Israel. God forbid, but rather through their fall, that's the Jews, Israel, God forbid, but rather that through their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? What does that mean, fullness? They're coming back into the full revelation as the Lord, the Holy Spirit, gives to them, the Israelites, the Jews. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I'm the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are of my flesh, that's the Jews, am I save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root you. You will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. And you stand by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural man's branches, take heed, lest he also spare not you. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. On them which fell, severity, but towards you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you shall be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Who? The Jews. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, you Gentiles, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For, here we go, this is important. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be unwise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all of Israel shall be saved, as is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and he shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Okay, Jacob, before his name was changed to Israel. He's changed to Israel when he's turned. For this is my covenant. This is what we're going to deal with. We need to have understanding. We need not to be simple and on milk, okay? We need to understand what God is doing. And Paul is charging us here, you better be careful. Even if I bring judgment on Israel or cast him back in. For concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But it's touching the election. Ah, he's saying that they're elected. They are beloved for the Father's sakes. They are beloved for whose sakes? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Okay? So God's blessed them with gifts and callings. But it's not, it's without repentance. For as you in times past have not believed God, and yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy, we're supposed to extend mercy to them, that they may also obtain mercy. Why? Because our debt or obligation, Paul says right here, is there the root. And we have to not be conceited or lifted up in pride, that there's a blindness there, and that they are ordained to come in to all of Israel, to the entire house, that it may be saved. For God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy with you. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has given to him, and it should be recompensed to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to him be glory forever. Amen. All right, this is the ministry of reconciling. We're to reconciliation. That all things were created by Jesus and for him, and they are being reconciled back to him through ministers of reconciliation. So we better be in humility, no matter who we deal with. No matter, we better be careful that we don't become judgmental and lifted up and boast against the root. Ooh, that's a strong charge there. And or anybody who doesn't, you know, think the way we think they should, we need to be careful that we don't get the same religious spirit jump on us. And then we think we know and understand what God is doing. This is what he says right here. Because there's a jealous provocation here.